Well, Cameron, they say fortune favours the lucky. You were out to a no ball on four and then went on to get a massive century. Well done today, but you managed to recover from that little early scare.
Yeah, cheers. Definitely luck in my favour at that time. I think I owe Burnsy a beer for being hot on the front line there. Yeah, I'm just happy to have capitalised on the luck.
Now, I said on air that I thought you'd heard the no ball and you just sort of half-heartedly tried to get out the road. My colleague, my esteemed colleague from BBC Radio Northampton, nobody could have reacted in that time.
I mean, I would love to say that that I did react to it and thought, you know, I'll just try and ship it over to him for two or something. But no, I was lucky on that case.
And when did the actual call of no ball register between your ears then?
As soon as I hit it, pretty much. I just thought, oh, great, I've got a chance. Yeah.
Now, Durham were reeling at the time. You'd lost three wickets in the first eight overs this morning when you were trying to, you know, forage for runs out there. And then Paul Collingwood came out into the middle of that maelstrom, joined you, dropped on the second delivery in the slip. So he had a massive element of luck as well. And then you put on that big partnership of 163 between the two of you.
Yeah, it was good. It was quite tough at the start. First hour actually did quite a bit. I think it must have been the cloud cover or something. And when Collie got in, we just said, just make sure we get through an hour and we'll flatten out a bit. And it did, and it was nice to get a good partnership there.
You were both patient as well in getting up to your half centuries, weren't you? It was more about digging out the runs and surviving out there than going gung-ho.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we just wanted to bat for as long as we could. We knew that the game situation, we had to bat for as long as we could, and the way of getting a big total and hopefully getting a decent lead was to bat time.
And you got Durham in front as well, which was the important thing, because the last thing you wanted to do trying to clear off a deficit of 172 was not have Northants bat again.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we were just thinking get as many as we can. You never know with cricket, and even with a 200 lead or whatever we have left now, 160, 170, you never know. Always in the chance.
Talk us through Paul Collingwood's ball when he was on 50. He got bowled by Rory Kleinveld, but the bails never came off. I think he was already walking away. Did you spot it and shout, come back, they're not off?
Yeah, I shouted at him to say, get back in your crease, because I thought they were going to run him out, or stump him, I guess. But unbelievable. I've never seen a ball hit the stumps. I've seen him click the stumps before, but I've never seen him hit that hard and the bails not come off. I think the bail might have even come up and down. It hit that hard. It was unbelievable.
What followed is everybody was sort of staring at the bales as if they'd discovered some rare insect or something like that. They were all having a real good look, wondering what had happened.
Yeah, it was. I think everyone was just amazed. I think Keogh even ended up changing over the bales after that. Everyone was just amazed, yeah.
Now talk us through your century then. You were on 94 and you hit a meaty six to get to 100. And what a sense of relief that must have been, your first century in first-class cricket.
Yeah, amazing sense of relief. I was kind of always thinking on 94, I don't want to be in the 90s too long here. I might have a go at it. And luckily it was a full toss and it kind of came naturally. So I was very, very pleased, and not to be stuck in the 90s for that long. It was good.
Put some other partnerships on with some of the other players towards the end. You've given yourself something to bowl with. The weather forecast's really not looking good on the final day, so it could be that you've saved this game when, for you know, the best part of 2.5 days, you've been behind in it.
Well, the partnership's really good. Ryan Pringle batted very, very well, and then followed up nicely by Paul Coughlin. Played beautifully. If we get some bad weather in tomorrow, I mean, could be a plus to get a draw, but I mean, still back us to maybe even get a win if we can start off nicely tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I know if I was to put this to Paul Collingwood and said the weather might save you, he'd be looking at it the other way and thinking that you could still push on for a win.
Absolutely, he's always about winning, and I think it's a good way to be. So we'll just get a good night's sleep and hopefully get the best result tomorrow.